Hello and welcome to another episode of Capital Calculus. I'm your host, Anil Padmanabhan. Most of us are yet to recover from the heartbreak of India losing the World Cup cricket final to Australia. But here is something that could cheer you up. India's cup of non-cricket sport is overflowing with successes. It's not just hockey. India won the Thomas Cup in badminton for the first time ever. Won a gold medal in the track and field at the Olympics. Similarly, our boxers, archers, athletes are figuring in the medals tally at almost every international sporting event. In fact, we discover a new champion among us on every occasion. You get the drift. This success in non-cricket sports has a footnote: Odisha. The state's national contribution is not sufficiently acknowledged. Without the customary chest thumping, Odisha has gone about fostering non-cricket sports. It began with its adoption of the national hockey team, and now it is spreading to other sports. To understand the method behind this remarkable plan, I spoke to Vinil Krishna, Secretary of Sports in the Odisha Department. I began by asking Vinil about the expanded state of the state-of-the-art Sports Science Center at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar. It was inaugurated a few weeks ago.
We are in the process of almost inaugurating the Sports Science Center, which has been created in Kalinga Stadium complex, sports complex. This is going to be the India's largest, latest, and one of the best Sports Science Center, where we have facilities for performance assessment, enhancement, improvement, and also rehab, recovery, injury management. So it's a very integrated, huge space that we have created. So we believe that, global level, at the Olympics level and international level, the winning margin that makes the difference is all science. So unless we integrate that science right from the training phase at a very young age, with the coaches giving due recognition to these kind of technologies which are now available, integrating into their coaching program, India cannot make its huge mark. We'll have exceptions like one Neeraj Chopra here and there. But then as a country, if you have to progress with a lot many medals, like many of the Western countries or even Japan, South Korea and China and all. So we need to do that. So that's how this is something that we have started almost 4 or 5 years back, along with Mr. Abhinav Bindra, who has this target performance centers. So through them, we have tried to do it, and we have gained some experience also by now. And therefore, we have taken the next logical step of expanding the facility. We already had a sports science center in a smaller scale since last 4 years. And this is a step towards having a better and much bigger facility.
Vinil, this is not happening in a vacuum, because see that Odisha in the last few years has invested a lot in sports, in creating these state-of-the-art facilities in non-cricket sports in particular, like hockey comes to mind. I want to draw your experience as a sports administrator who's been overseeing these projects. What was the method and thought behind this big pivot towards investment in sports?
So it's the vision of our Honorable Chief Minister that we need to move towards more sports-oriented, health and fitness-oriented society. And especially after COVID, you can imagine there is more demand for these kind of facilities also from the citizens. But our journey definitely started with hockey. There's no doubt about it. And hockey is something that is very close to the heart of our Honorable Chief Minister, Shri Naveen Patnaik, because he himself used to be a hockey player as a goalkeeper at school. And also, he believes that hockey is more than a sport for India, because pre-independence, that's when the glory of hockey started in the Olympics in the late 1920s till about 1940s. It was all, India was the world champion. So that was, at that time, there was nothing like India. It was, we were under the colonial rule. And the identity of India at an international level has happened only because of hockey. And hockey was bringing together the nation. Whenever hockey matches were happening and India was winning, it brought a lot of confidence. We have to imagine that at that time we were almost like the slaves. So we are the colony of the British, and therefore to have that confidence that we can beat the white race, so to say, at the international level, and that too going to Germany and Berlin and do it in the Olympics final in front of the German crowd in the era of Hitler, is something that is unimaginable. That is something that is one of the great episodes of Indian history. So therefore, hockey is where the support started. And then it was decided that we need to broad-base our sports investment.
Now that we know the thought behind the intent, I asked Vinil to share an overview of the sports infrastructure he's been talking about.
So in Odisha, our focus is now across all the sports. So if I take example of hockey, we have the high performance center at the state level. We have the world's two best stadiums for hockey in Bhubaneswar and Rourkela. Infrastructure wise, I am explaining. At the same time, we also have hockey training centers across the state, wherever hockey is popular, and more so in and around Rourkela. That is the Sundargarh district, which is a tribal belt, and very popular hockey is played there. So there, in almost every block, we have an AstroTurf. In one district, we are having 22 AstroTurfs. So this is something that I don't think anywhere else in the country such kind of an investment has gone into hockey, because its hockey turf is costly. To put it in remote areas, in the tribal and block level, is something that that is really unthinkable in most parts of this country. But we have done that. And so currently, there will be at least like 3,000 hockey players across the age group, right, from age 7-8 onwards. They are playing hockey on AstroTurf, which otherwise used to be in the range of, let's say, 100-200 players who are like grown-up players who are actually playing on AstroTurf. Currently, we have at least 2,500 to 3,000 kids who are playing on AstroTurf. So that's a huge difference. And in other sports, for example, in indoor stadiums, we are constructing across the state. So 90 indoor stadiums have been started. The construction started last year. We are almost completing. Most of it is in the inauguration phase. So in these, if I have to take an example, then table tennis is there. Badminton is there. There is weightlifting is there. Chess is there. Yoga is there. So we are trying to, so if I take the example of, let's say, weightlifting. So again, like hockey. So we have a high performance center here at the state level. Then we have regional, like Ganjam is a southern district in Odisha, where weightlifting is popular. So there in Ganjam, we have created a 200-seated hostel plus 30 weightlifting platforms. I don't think anywhere in the country there is a facility with 30 weightlifting platforms, and that too, everything ELCO. That is like what they use in the Olympics. So we are trying to give the best of the facility even at the district level. And there are about 50 weightlifting centers across the state to promote more of weightlifting, teach them in a proper manner, give them the proper facility. So like that, we are having for many other sports. Swimming, for example. Swimming is again... We are already having 16 swimming pools where we are training. Almost like 5,000 kids are getting trained in these swimming pools daily. And we have plans to double it to almost 30. So this is something that is going on across the state in multiple disciplines. And our model is also, we are trying to see how we believe in this model of partnerships, what we call. Partnership with the corporates, the sports management agencies, the federations. So more so with the corporates, because government is in a position to invest more, create the infrastructure, maintain the infrastructure, conduct the big competitions, small competitions. This is where the money is required, and also government only can do that. Nobody else can do this, because these are all not commercially viable, at least so far in India. Neither the infrastructure nor the most of the sports are not commercially viable, except for cricket. So therefore, we need to invest. The government need to invest. And therefore, we are doing it. At the same time, government's limitation will be in terms of the human resources management, the soft aspect of the sports, which is in terms of the coaching, the support structures that are required for the sports person, like physios, masseurs, or the sports science also, sports psychology, sports nutrition. There are many things which require to create those champions. So those high performance centers, we are doing it in partnership with the corporates like the Tatas, the JSW, the Reliance. We have even Dalmia. So it's all, we are integrating it with all the corporates who are all willing to partner on this. And they are not only be doing it at the state level in our high performance center, but to a large extent, we are trying to integrate their coaching structure at the grassroots as well. So for example, swimming, so our agreement with JSW is they will run the high performance center and they will also run 30 swimming pools, like different locations where we will construct the swimming pool, we will maintain the swimming pool, but the coaching program is the coaches are deployed by the JSW, so that there is a proper integration. The coaching program is properly structured and they are able to identify the talent, pick them up, take to the high performance center.
The Odisha model for sport, as we have learned so far, has not fallen into the classic trap that the government will do everything. All good. Yet, as curious as to what is the legacy plan for these sports assets, how does Odisha ensure that they do not fall into neglect, as we have seen with respect to the sports assets created for the Commonwealth Games in 2010?
Whenever we are creating a stadium, we are not into building large stadiums or a more number of stadiums. So that is the last thing we want to do. Our idea is to do more of a training centers. So, but for competitions, obviously we need to make stadiums. So you can see in the background, that picture is the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium, Rourkela. So we had to create that for the Hockey World Cup, which was done in, co-hosted in Rourkela in 2023 Jan. So we needed a stadium, and Rourkela, the hockey is so popular. We cannot construct a small stadium and then struggle because it's so popular. People want to come and watch the matches. So therefore, we had to build the largest hockey stadium in Rourkela. So now coming to the utility, on a daily basis, we are utilizing that facility for our own hostel is there. Our own programs are running. Plus our camps for either the national games or the Khelo India games or different national championships. You have right from sub-junior to senior level and academies, both men, women, boys, girls. So it's a continuous activity that we utilize it for. And of course, we conduct the championships also. Like recently, we have conducted the national sub-junior and junior, both boys and girls tournament has happened here in Rourkela. So that the hockey players, hockey teams from across the country also, they get that experience of playing in a big stadium. And also we do the international. So we had conducted the Pro League there in March. And again, in the coming February, there's going to be five teams from the women's category and five men. They are going to play the Pro League here. So stadiums, to a large extent, we utilize. Similarly with Kalinga, say, for example, we have a very good stadium in terms of the football matches. So we have a regular, we have our own team, Odisha FC, which is the ISL team. So we have matches regularly. We conduct large number of football tournaments, including this year, if I say Intercontinental was done, India-Qatar match was done, the Kalinga Super Cup with all the top teams, they are going to be here for about a month in January. Then our own, then women's leagues, Odisha Women League, Indian Women's League, then our own local competitions. It's packed throughout the year, especially in the season when football is played. And our facility is so good that, Mohan Bagan, when they had a problem, they conducted their match here. East Bengal, when there was a problem for them in conducting in Bengal, they conducted. Today, we are having the Hyderabad, because tomorrow, the Hyderabad, that stadium is taken as a counting center for the election counting. So they were not having stadium, so they came here. Today, we allowed them to conduct the match. So the reason why we do this is also that only when we conduct the championships, the stadiums will be maintained. So on a daily basis, our high performance center, our beginners program, everything is, it's a continuous thing that goes on here. So if you visit our stadium, it will be full of these kind of activities throughout the year.
What about the training facilities, which, you know, is spread out all across the state? So how does your administration ensure they don't fall into neglect? The upkeep is, you know, top of the line.
So any facility that you will visit in Odisha related to the sports, you will definitely see that it is in a much better shape compared to what the general images of stadiums and sports facilities. So now we do everything by professional agencies. We outsource the whole job. We pay for the service and they have to upkeep the, so both security, housekeeping, they're all top class what we do it. It's as good as in the private sector.
Can we then say that Odisha is a sports hub of the country, like Punjab used to be at one time, especially for hockey?
That is definitely our aspiration, that Odisha should emerge as a major sporting hub in the country. And the larger objective is actually that the Odisha, overall the state, there has to be a sporting culture, and people, especially the youth, should be engaged mainly through sports, because sports is something that creates personality development. So it's not just about the medals or some great infrastructure at the state level, but the objective is actually to spread across the state. Currently, what we are doing, I'll just give a small example. We have just completed the registration, online registration for six disciplines to conduct the block level competition, block district level, cricket, football, volleyball, hockey, coco and kabaddi. We have got 54,000 registrations, both in terms of men and women teams. So now our challenge is in the next 2 months, we have to conduct all these competitions across the state and then go to the district and state level. So we want a lot of participation. Like you can imagine, like maybe probably 5 to 6 lakh players in the youth age group of 13, 16 to 35, they are going to be part of this competitions, and it will create a lot of local heroes when they participate. Those, for each hero, you will have 100 others who want to be like him or her, and therefore we want to spread this across the state that sports is important. It's important for your health. It's important for your fitness. It's important for your overall well-being, and both mental and physical, and then it helps you in whatever you do in life. So not necessarily that you have a sports career. So therefore, this is the overall objective. So we not only want to emerge as a sports hub in terms of either Bhubaneswar or a Rourkela, but we want to emerge as a sports-loving, sports-playing state, and leading and setting an example in the country.
For those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s, what India has achieved in the last few years on the global stage in non-cricket sports is unbelievable. I'm sure it makes all of us proud, but for us, it is that much more. We have seen how tough it was for our sports people, how there was virtually no sports infrastructure of international standards available for them to use. But what makes one feel even better today is that this newfound success is not one-off. In this, Odisha's initiative is truly remarkable and a very important footnote. The convergence of better infrastructure with commerce and television is providing a heady feeling for Indian sports. It can be a path for upward mobility. Food for thought? Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode. Till then, stay safe.